13. David and the Giant. Before David was a king, before he was famous, before anyone knew his name, he was a boy who watched sheep. His father Jesse had 8 sons, and David was the youngest. While his older brothers did important things, David was out in the fields with the flock, day after day, night after night. It wasn't a glamorous job. It was lonely. Nobody was watching. Nobody was impressed. But David took it seriously. When a lion came after his sheep, David went after the lion. He grabbed it, struck it, and rescued the lamb from its mouth. When a bear came, he did the same thing. Alone, with no armor, no weapons but his hands and his staff, David fought predators that would have sent most grown men running. Nobody gave him a medal. Nobody wrote a song about it. David protected his sheep because they were his responsibility, and that was enough. Then one day, David's father sent him to bring food to his older brothers, who were soldiers in King Saul's army. The army of Israel stood on one side of a valley. The army of the Philistines stood on the other. And every morning and every evening, a giant named Goliath walked out between them and shouted. Goliath was enormous, over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and heavy bronze armor. His spear was like a weaver's beam, and just the iron point on it weighed 15 pounds. He had a shield-bearer walking in front of him. Every day Goliath shouted the same thing. "Choose a man to fight me. If he wins, we'll be your servants. If I win, you'll be ours." And every day the entire army of Israel shrank back in fear. Not one soldier stepped forward. This went on for 40 days. David heard the giant shouting and saw the whole army trembling, and he said something the soldiers thought was crazy. "I'll fight him." King Saul tried to put his own armor on David: bronze helmet, heavy coat of mail, a sword. David put it on, tried to walk, and took it off. "I can't use this," he said. "I'm not used to it." Then he told Saul about the lion and the bear. "The God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine." David picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them in his shepherd's bag. He took his sling, the same one he'd used in the fields where nobody was watching, and he walked toward Goliath. Goliath looked at this boy with no armor and no sword and was insulted. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" David said, "You come at me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come at you in the name of the Lord." David put a stone in his sling, swung it, and the stone hit Goliath in the forehead. The giant fell face first to the ground. The whole Philistine army saw their champion fall, and they ran. Here's the thing. David didn't become brave that day. He had been brave already, in a field, alone, against a lion and a bear, with nobody watching and nobody cheering. Nobody gave him a medal for the lion. Nobody wrote a song about the bear. But after Goliath, the women of Israel sang in the streets, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." The song came later. The courage came first, in the dark, with no audience. What you do when no one is watching is what prepares you for the day when everyone is. 1 Samuel 17.